Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book study. My name is Kathleen O, and I am a recovered compulsive overeater. Today is Monday, March 4th, 2019, and this is the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. Today we are reading from the Big Book, and we are at page 11, the sixth paragraph, I Saw That My Friend, and we'll be reading and commenting on that one paragraph only. Today's readers are Robin D. Z. for the 12 steps, Roz G. for the 12 traditions, and the readers of our text are Terry C., Marissa E., and Susan H. The share ID for Sunday's special edition, March 3rd, is 12,614, 12614. And for this morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Time, share ID 12,616, 12616. Our newcomer greeter for today is Melanie C. The OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose, OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. And I'd like to ask Robin DZ to read the 12 steps, please.
Good morning, all. This is Robin DZ from South Carolina. Step one, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Step two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Step three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Step four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Step five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Step six, we're entirely ready to have God remove all those defects of character. Step seven, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. Step eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Step nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. Step 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. Step 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. Step 12, having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to alcoholics and compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you for letting me do service. I pass.
And thank you, Robin DZ. So, Roz G., would you please read the 12 traditions?
Yes. The 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. One, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. Two, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. Three, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. Four, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. Five, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6. An OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7. Every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8. Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. OA, as such, ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. 12. Anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you for letting me be of service.
And thank you, Rose G. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted. And today we resume our study of the Big Book. We're on page 11, the sixth paragraph, I saw that my friend, and we're reading and commenting on that one paragraph only. And Terry C., if you could get us started, please.
Thank you, Kathleen. I saw that my friend was much more than inwardly reorganized. He was on a different footing. His roots grasped new soil. My name is Terry C. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from New Jersey, and my excitement this morning is just beyond bounds. I'm just so grateful to be talking about these pages of hope, and that's to me what those three sentences equate to. I can hear, I listen to Bill talking a lot, recorded talks of Bill, and I can hear him, you know, kind of recounting this episode with Evie, and, you know, here was his friend bringing him a practical program of action, if he cared to have it, and a religious, a spiritual idea. And then just a few sentences above, Ebby admits his human will had failed, that his doctors pronounced him incurable, that he was doomed. But here's Bill seeing the change, the inwardly reorganization. And what I think about most is, in my disease, there's no one I wanted to focus on but me. There was no one I wanted to help but me. So here's Evie saying to Bill, I want to share this with you. I want to help. I want to support. I want to work with. And then he talks about being on a different footing, and I think of that as such a spiritual comment because, you know, I think of footing, it's a secure place, it's a basis, it's a foundation. And here was Evie's foundation now rooted in the power of God rather than the power of alcohol. And here was Bill with this crazy notion that he would have never stumbled upon himself, hearing it from a friend who he knew was just as hopeless a drunk as he was, but yet talking about the power of God and a religious idea and a practical program of action. His roots grasped a new soil. And, you know, it's just Bill, these three sentences are Bill telling us how could he deny what he saw before him? How could he deny the power of God? And most of all, what he saw in Ebby was God's peace, something that he really couldn't even grasp, but he knew he wanted so desperately, and that I want so desperately right now, which is why I get so excited by reading Bill's account of that first meeting with Ebby. And with that, I will pass. Thank you.
And thank you, Terry C. Okay, so who else would like to share on this paragraph, page 11, the sixth paragraph?
Donna
Janice B.
Leia Z.
Donna, who came after Janice?
Leia Z.
I still didn't get that, I'm sorry.
Leia B.
Leia B, sorry, Leia.
Okay.
Okay.
Susan H.
Susan H.
Karen W.
Karen W. And who came in with Karen W?
Kara L.
Kara L?
Yes.
Okay, so I didn't get the initials. Donna, Janice, Leia B., Susan H., Karen W., and Tara L. So go ahead, Donna.
Good morning. This is Donna B., recovered compulsive overeater and bulimic, calling from Denver. This paragraph has me thinking about the agnostics. When we became alcoholics, crushed by a self-imposed crisis, we could not postpone or evade. We had to fearlessly face the proposition that either God is everything or else he's nothing. God either is or he isn't. What was our choice to be? I'm very grateful to have a sponsor who has exhibited to me that God is everything for her, and that when she looked at this self-imposed crisis, not only of compulsive overeating, but of all of the defects of character that were revealed to her through the step work, she continues to choose God. One of the defects of character being revealed to me is how much I walk on eggshells and how hard I try to make other people happy. And it is being revealed through my step work and working with the sponsor that my methods, my self-imposed crisis, is not working. People continue to be angry with me. People continue to be disappointed with me. And my reaction is I feel angry. I feel like telling everybody to just screw off, leave me alone, you know. But that's not the new footing that I'm on. The amazing thing is that the new footing is that I can rely on God to direct my thinking and to continually remind me what he would have me be. Love and tolerance is our code. This morning, I feel like telling that code to fuck off. But I don't have that choice. I've turned my will and my life over to the care of God, and I will take direction from my higher power, which today I trust means not trying to manipulate others, not trying to please others, but sincerely showing up the way God would have me be. Thanks for letting me share.
And thank you, Donna B. So Janice, you're up next, followed by Leia B. Go ahead, Janice,
and
the first initial.
B, like in boy.
B. Okay, thank you, Janice.
Yeah. Good morning, visionaries. This is Janice B. in Vermont, gratefully recovering compulsive overeater, grateful to be here and grateful to be opening my mouth. So I love that line, his roots grasped a new soil. And what does that mean? So in the process of going through the steps, and especially step four, I saw the soil that I had been planted in, the foundation that I stood on, was one of selfishness and dishonesty and self-reliance and beliefs that I needed to protect myself and that the world was not a friendly place. And And all of that caused me a lot of fear, doubt, insecurity, restless, irritable, and discontentment with my life. And I saw that my way was not working. And I was powerless to do anything about it. And then step two was came to believe that a power greater than myself could restore me to sanity. And I knew that my way didn't work. And so I had to believe in another power, a power that was greater than me. And it was like love and trust. And that in step three, I made a decision to, it's a decision to trust and that's, and be loving towards yourself and others. And that's the new soil. That's the new soil. That's the new foundation that I want to be planted in. And I take actions and on a daily basis, remembering that I've made a decision, and it results in a spiritual awakening, a change in the way I think, feel, and behave, and that's what these steps are for me, and it's a process. And it's ongoing. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
And thank you, Janice B. That was perfect timing. So Leah D., you're up next, followed by Susan H.
Hi, good morning. My name is Leah D. Can I be heard?
Yes, you can.
Great. So my name is Leah D., recovered in Brooklyn. I saw that my friend was much more inwardly reorganized. He was on different footing, his roots grasped in his soil. So I normally don't do this meeting, and I'm really glad to be here today. So a couple of things. I just posted on the chat. Someone posted something, and I said on the chat, I never thought about why I was eating. I was just doing it. It was a thing that just happened. It was always afterwards that the remorse, the fear, what had I just done, always came in. Now, two things about... He was on a different footing. His roots grasped the new soil. So my sponsor tells me that when I think about God and I'm sitting at my carpet or in my shoes, I should wiggle my toes and put them as if they're going into the dirt. That God is giving me the roots for the security and the understanding and my connection that I'm not alone. I tend to suffer from anxiety and a lot of fear more than resentment. And doing that action, which really shocked me this morning where you're up to, I know it's a message from God, is really special to me and my recovery. I'm having surgery March 12th, and it's not going to be a simple surgery. It's going to be just a surgery. We don't know the result. But I have to show up and I have to appear. And I can't get off the train and I have to go. That's the first thing. The second thing is his roots grasp the new soil. And this is how I see my recovery. It's kind of like I have to change something for it to work. About a year and a half ago, someone gave me a cutting from a plant that I had in water. And it sat in water for about a year, maybe more. And it didn't grow and it didn't die and it didn't grow and it didn't die. And last week I put it in soil. And I watered it over the weekend, and I looked at it today, and a new shoot is starting. That's me. Put me in a new soil. Put me in the 12 steps. Put me with a good guy who taught me how to do this, and I'm reorganized. I believe the only way to work this program is word by word, line by line, with a guide to understand it, live it, work it, do it. My life is different. I'm in the room 45 years and only truly in recovery, a little over 3.5. This really does work, and this line is terrific, and I'm going to stay on the new soil today. So thank you for letting me share.
Thank you, Leah D. Okay, Susan H., you're up next, followed by Karen W. Go ahead, Susan.
This is Susan H. from Colorado, compulsive overeater. And this is just a really short line. I couldn't believe how short this paragraph was, but so happy to hear it, because what I like about it is he's talking about his friend, and his friend is showing him a miracle. And that's what I always learn in this program, is sometimes it's really hard to see the miracles, but they're so easy to see in other people. It's hard to see in myself, but it's easy to see in others. And when it comes to the 12 steps, it takes away all of the coping mechanisms that we have, and it makes us feel like we have no oxygen. And it makes us feel, what made me feel like I had no oxygen, it made me feel a little resentful that I had to do things differently than others because I was getting things taken away. And this paragraph reminds me that in the process of reorganization, it's a little uncomfortable, but at the end, I'm on such a more solid ground, and I'm on, you know, far beyond, you know, reorganized on solid footing, on new soil. And that's the promises, and that's what that gives us. And when I can't see it in myself, or I don't see a little movement in myself, I can see it in my friends and program. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you, Susan H. And Karen W., you're up next, followed by Tara L. Karen, can you press star 1 to unmute, please? Okay, perhaps we've lost Karen.
This is Karen. I'm so sorry. My first time to share. I am a recovering compulsive overeater, sharing for the first time from Texas. And I just want to thank you all for sharing all the time. I've been listening for months, and my sponsor encouraged me to share because I shouldn't just take from all of your all wonderful heart sharing. I should give, even if I don't know if it helps anybody at this moment. But anyway, I'm excited about this paragraph. I feel that phrase inwardly reorganizing is just like ta-da today. I am changing so much through this program, and I was so in my head for so long that I wanted to know why it worked, you know, before I jumped in. And that's the whole point, is that you're supposed to allow God to do it, not for me to continue to have power over my life so I can get it just right. So I just thank you for all of your shares, the reading, going through this big book, line by line, is just healing me, and it's helping me help others in my circle. I mean, they still have to do it, of course, but I just wanted to thank you all. I love the analogies of spring and new soil and watching seeds sprout that we don't even, you know, all the different seeds that get planted, they don't all sprout at the same time. So I just want to keep encouraging the new people to keep going. Even if it doesn't quite make sense or you don't know exactly why, just keep coming. And this group is awesome, and I appreciate your brand new share and people that have been in the program for a long time. You know, God gives us different levels of awareness at different times, and He's just supernaturally on these calls every morning. Thank you for letting me share today.
And thank you, Karen W. So before we take Tara, just a reminder, we're on page 11, the sixth paragraph. I saw that my friend were commenting on that one paragraph only, and we'll be taking some names for more shares after Tara. So go ahead, Tara, please.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Kara L., recovered compulsive overeater in Southern California. Thank you for Team Monday for being of service and keeping our meeting running today. I'm very grateful. I do love this line, and I do love what I've heard already today. I had, of course, I was thinking, oh, this is what I want to say, and then I prayed and I asked my higher power to help guide my words, and I heard something in a previous share that just sparked something about new soil and seeds that were planted. And I remember seeds that had been planted for me that, you know, when I was 19, I first heard about OA, but didn't come into program until I was 34. But when I heard it again, it was already there and I knew it was right. And same with vision. I heard about vision for many years. And then when the time came and it was right, I knew it was sitting there in me ready to develop. And I'm ever so grateful for those that planted the seeds. And I have to remember when I'm doing 12-step work and I'm reaching out to others that I might just be planting seeds. And that's such a glorious gift to see when they do come to fruition. And I might not never see it, you know. It just might be as it is, as my higher power wants it. And I was thinking about inwardly reorganized. Even when I look back at my step work now and the work that I continue to do, there's so many eyes. I always say, I got to do this, I got to do that, I got to do this. And the blessing today is that I get to hear myself say that and say, wait a minute, where's my higher power's will in my life? I still fall into that self-will. And there's nothing so powerful as that prayer after I meditate in the morning is to say, God, please give me freedom from self-will today. Please help me to stay in your will and give me what I need to be of service to you today. And to say that throughout the whole day and to be able to stop in the midst of things and realize that, oh, wait a minute, I didn't ask for my higher power's will today. My life is changing. I'm being inwardly reorganized. And it's such a gift to see. And it fills me with such hope for the future. And, you know, also when I'm working with others and I see when they start to become inwardly reorganized and I can see the light go on in their eyes, and it makes me feel with joy to see it. And it's just so glorious, and it's such a blessing. And it just gives me such hope for the future. I am so grateful for vision. I am so grateful for the meetings. I am so grateful for OA. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you, Kara L. Okay, who else would like to share on this paragraph, page 11, the sixth paragraph?
Pat K.
Freya
A.
Deborah P.
Susan H. in Ohio.
Susan H. Anyone else?
Deborah G. in Arizona.
Deborah G.?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay. I have Pat K. I don't know that I heard the name really clearly. Was it Priya H.? Deborah P., Susan H., and Deborah G. So let's go ahead with that lineup. So Pat K., go ahead, please.
Hi, I'm Pat K., recovered compulsive overeater. I just wanted to share. I'm really grateful to be on the lines and hearing the share so far. And for me, a new season to me means that some aspects of my environment change around me, but what I need to do day in and day out to stay recovered, regardless of the season, stays the same. But with every day, if I'm working my program, I'm going to grow deeper spiritually. And if I don't, you know, my 11th step at night can help me decide what I need to improve for the next day. But there's aspects that change, but there's aspects of the action for me that need to stay the same, and that the habit and getting into the work, but the actual growth and the progress and transition and for me changed. And so I'm really grateful. And today I can take comfort in, before looking at program work, I used to feel like, oh my gosh, it's another thing I have to add to a to-do list. But today, I take comfort in knowing that it's there. It builds stability. It builds meaningfulness in my life. And I'm really grateful. And so I especially am reflecting on that as I was sick this past week and was not as physically able to do as much as I would like. And I was really getting hard on myself. And my sponsor was just saying, you know, allow yourself to be sick. And I'm just like, okay. So as I'm back and I'm back into calling on the lines and sharing, I'm just really grateful that I have this work here. Actually, it's a huge stability for me. So thank you all for being here and allowing me to share. Have a great day.
And thank you, Kat K. Okay, was it Freya? Priya H?
Freya H.
Oh, Freya. Sorry, Freya. Okay, go ahead, Freya, and you'll be followed by Deborah P.
Thank you. This is Freya H., compulsive eater bulimic in Colorado. Thanks. I didn't know that you heard my name. So grateful for the opportunity to share. And this paragraph seems like a great description of what the spiritual awakening looks like from the outside. You know, that Bill is looking at Ebby and recognizing, like, he's not just sober. Like, something is very different here. And it makes me think about, you know, sometimes when I, you know, in a way meeting and say, you know, like, speaking for myself, like, it's abstinence, putting down the food, is just the beginning. You know, it's just like the very, very tip of the iceberg. And sometimes I'm met with, like, kind of blank stares. And sometimes I'm met with nodding and understanding. And I know for me at the beginning, I was one of those blank stares. It's like, what are you talking about? What does this have to do with, you know, internal rearrangement? I remember hearing the term psychic change, entire psychic change, and feeling really uncomfortable. Like, ooh, like, I don't know. That's not what I signed up for, but glad that I get to, you know, keep coming back and come to experience it, because that's the other thing is I have to experience it in order to get it, and on level I don't think I'm going to ever fully understand it, but you know, just like I'm directed, I just have to just try it, just take direction, just do what other people did, and I'm reminded of the different descriptions, like, you know, ideas, emotions, attitudes suddenly cast to one side. And in the spiritual experience where it talks about, you know, other people notice it before the person who's had the experience notices it themselves. And that to me is my experience. You know, it's not, I didn't have that suddenly cast to one side, but I've had, you know, when I'm in a situation that I've been in before and I react differently, and it's not because I'm trying, it's not because I'm white knuckling or swearing off or really, you know, trying so hard to be good in this situation and do the right thing. When I just respond differently from the inside, that's when I feel like that's when I really see God, and it floors me. It blows me away. Like, wow, God is working when I'm not even, you know, I'm just showing up and trying to do the footwork, and God is making this stuff happen. So I'm very, very grateful, and just grateful that more and more is revealed, and that, you know, as my roots do grasp this new soil, the growth is, you know, if I think about a plant or a tree particularly, the growth is slow and steady. It's not overnight, but it is just like a tree grows. You know, I don't notice it growing, but it's absolutely, you know, if I look a year later, it's definitely grown. So thanks for letting me share, and I'll pass.
And thank you, Freya H. So Deborah P., you're up next, followed by Susan H.
Hi, good morning. This is Deborah P., recovering compulsive overeater in Northern California. This paragraph, this little teeny-weeny paragraph, really hit me hard this morning. It brought back memories of, you know, I've been in Overeaters Anonymous for a long time, and different types of meetings, and I'll never forget going over to a friend's house for dinner and her telling me about vision and the meetings. And, you know, she had told me about them before, but, you know, I've known this woman for over 25 years, and seeing the change in her, really hit me because there was something different about her. Just like Bill saw something different in Ebby. There was something different about her. And she had told me about the meetings before, but I didn't hear it. And when she invited me over for dinner this time, this was over a year ago, and told me about the meetings, and I checked them out, and I've watched this woman grow just in the past year, gotten back in touch with her on a regular basis. I see her every week. And seeing the change in her gave me hope for me. And, well, and what I absolutely love about this program in Overeaters Anonymous is I don't have to be perfect. I've struggled my whole life trying to be perfect and trying to please others. And what I'm really getting now is that that this is an inside job and that it's God. And I never got that before. I thought I always had to do everything. And I can't do anything. I can just show up. I can just show up. And God takes care of the rest. And I don't have to be perfect. And there's no shame in being imperfect today. So just watching the growth, hearing the growth in other people, and I absolutely love Vision because of that. So I guess that's it. I just wanted to share that this morning. Thanks. I'll pass.
Thank you, Deborah P. Susan H., you're up next, followed by Deborah G.
Hi, this is Susan H., a recovered compulsive eater in Ohio. More than inwardly reorganized and roots grasping new soil. I am so grateful to work these steps and to offer myself to God every day. This is more than inwardly reorganized. I too grasp every day new soil. Did I do it? No. I took steps. I looked at myself as honestly as I could. I did what I was told. Higher power did for me what I could never do for myself in 40 years, 60 years, forever of dieting. I see the process will never be over as long as I live. I love that more is constantly revealed. I'm so grateful when it is. This morning, for some reason, I've been shown that the benefits and the blessings, the promises, also keep coming as more is revealed. My fear evaporates. I can face life on life's terms. I am depending and trusting on my higher power because I can't do it myself. I am powerless over food, and my life is unmanageable. Just grateful I found hope here. And I'll pass with that.
Thank you, Susan H. Okay, we're going to take Deborah G. next. And after Deborah, we're going to be able to take a few more names. So if you're wanting to share on page 11, the sixth paragraph, we'll be taking a few names after Deborah G. So go ahead, Deborah G.
Hi, everyone. I'm Deborah, and I'm a compulsive overeater. And thank you all for your service and your shares. I just need to keep hearing all these psychic changes. And I'm so grateful and so blessed for the steps and for finding God and God finding me and doing the work in me. I was recently on a phone call early this morning. Two of us are going through somewhat some of the same things. And in the past, it's always been me, 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 me. And this morning, it was focusing also on her and helping her through something. You know, that's a psychic change. Someone else had said that. But I'm not saying that I'm not self-absorbed or self-centered, you know, a lot of times. But it's just like I want to be so free of it. And that's one of my prayers, is to ask for that freedom from that. And that's that psychic change when God does that work on me. And another thing, I had done something wrong at work on Saturday. And so I need to call and talk about that, say that, own that, make that amends, and say that I won't do that again. You know, be open and honest. You know, before it might come back to them, and then it's worse rather than my owning it. That's that psychic change. And I did that meditation. When I do that meditation, that prayer and meditation, it's like that power, God, works on my consciousness when I feel uncomfortable about something to take the action, willingness to take the action today. And when I do that action, I get free. And when I get free, then the compulsion to use the food, I get free from using that, from wanting to do that, using food to deal with the things that are going on in my life. And I'm just so grateful for the willingness and the awareness, and grateful for all of you. I don't have to do this alone. Thank you.
And thank you, Deborah G. Okay, so we have time for a few more names. This page 11, the
Mags.
Paragraph is
Meg.
Ross.
Yeah.
MJ.
Ross. MJ. Okay, so I think I heard Mag C, Roz G, and MJ.
Yes.
So okay, let's go with that. So Mag C, go ahead.
Good morning, everybody. And this has been such a great morning, such good shares. I mean, he was on a different footing. He was inwardly reorganized. His roots grasped a different soil. So, you know, steps one and step two, you know, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity or could bring us clarity, and then made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of a higher power that we can understand. And for me, that's like practicing like self-love and to actually trust in a safe and secure and loving higher power. And for a long time, I used the group because at first I'm like, oh, my God, is this a cult? You know, this sounds like a cult. We're going to get, you know, they're going to want money from us. And it's not a cult. I mean, there's no gain for the group, honestly, but it's for each individual, individually gains their own spirit back.
Okay.
And how lucky that we now once we've heard the solution, you know, by working the steps and receiving an awakening of our soul, that we don't go back to who we were before. And that's incredible. That is absolutely incredible. So even in little minute ways, we live on a different footing. So that our cup is full and we can actually help and share others. Today I'm tired, and I really didn't care for myself yesterday because I got distracted, and you know, I had a great time, but I ended up just really sick and I forgot to take my heart meds. It was crazy. So I know that despite years and years in this program, I'm still in a tenuous place. But my feet are in the soil, you know. But I do have a daily reprieve right now. I tend to forget about myself and how to care for myself. And I am easily distracted. That's okay. I'm going to be gentle with myself today. And just because I kind of fucked up yesterday doesn't mean that my life is over and my place in this program is gone. It's just, you know, I have to walk through this with gentleness and with care. And it's such a strong compulsion for me to forget about myself and care for others. You know, I just need to listen and to take time. And my weight is not my problem. You know, people are going to love me, whether people are going to love me or not. Is something I can't control, and especially not through hurting my body to change my appearance. But I had to learn that, and I had to learn that through this program and by walking through these steps. Thank God for them. And then what I can do is recognize what I'm doing, thanks, make restitution and amends to my body and my life, and then again to start from scratch today, and then realize that it's all good. It's going to be okay. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Meg C. And Roz G., you're up next, followed by MJ.
Thank you, Kathy, for your lead.
and for your moderating today. I'm Roz G, and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater, and I love all of the examples of the new soil. My favorite hobby is gardening. I fill my Facebook pages with all the stuff that I'm doing with gardening, and I would love to. I mean, there's so many examples and metaphors that you can use to parallel the new soil with planting and living. A couple of years ago, I bought some cheap seeds at the dollar store and some cheap, really cheap seeds. And I planted them and they were filled with mold. And the roots did not take a hold and killed my zucchinis. They just killed them. And when I'm eating junk, it's like mold. There's no roots. The roots in my system will not grasp the healthy soil that needs to grow a beautiful me. So just yesterday, I bought some new soil. I have raised beds, and I bought new soil to mix in along with fertilizer for my beds, and I'll be planting my spring garden, or at least getting it started today. And I need that new soil. I need it for healthy roots. The roots that are the whole decision. Excuse me, that's the only term I have right now. The roots decide the health of the plant. So the roots in my life, and starting out in the morning, prayer, meditation, Vision for You meeting, listening to people, hearing recovery, hearing health. That's what builds me up. That's where I get a firm foundation every day, 24 hours. I have to do it every single day. Those roots get nice and strong. I put healthy water, healthy soil, healthy ingredients into my system, and I have a beautiful plant. Healthy skin, bright skin, nice flowing hair that's healthy. Whereas before, I had anemia. And my hair was falling out because I was putting junk, that mold, into my body. Same with planting. And I want to take really good care of my plants because I love the yield that I get in the months to come. And I certainly do love the results of what happens to my body, but most of all, what happens to my character. And with that, I pass. Thank you.
And thank you, Roz G. So, MJ, you are up next.
This is MJ. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, this is MJ, recovering compulsive overeater in Arkansas. And many of you have heard me before. I've only been in the program 6 months, and so I'm kind of like Bill, where I'm just looking up and I'm seeing someone who has recovery. I'm seeing somebody who is fresh-faced. And a lot of that I find here on Vision for You. And God has blessed me with, three or four other people that since I've been in the program for 6 months that I can reach out to. And I have a slight understanding of hope and joy that I can actually have joy and I can have recovery and I am so excited to be on this journey. And I'm at the very beginning, just like Bill, and I'm looking out. And I just want to, I just want to encourage anybody who is where I am today to just go, it's there. And there are people out there in Vision for You and can rally around you because it's going to take a village. And I need you all. And I'm so appreciative of all of the stories, all of the input, all of the recovery, because I'm just at the beginning of my journey. And I see the light at the end of the tunnel. And I'm just going to keep right on going. And with that, I'll pass.
Okay, thank you, MJ. And thank you, everyone who shared this morning. It was great shares this morning. And a special thanks to our readers and Team Monday, Robin DZ, Roz G, Terry C, Marissa E, and Susan H. And we're now going to close with the reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. So, Marissa E., would you please read a vision for you?
Yes. Good morning, Kathleen. Good morning, my fellows. This is Marissa E., recovered outside Los Angeles. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.